This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
America's top bank regulator, the Federal Reserve, has just approved a plan to make every bank in America keep more money at the ready to give the banking system a better shot at weathering the next financial storm. It's part of an international effort known as Basel III that's been resisted by many large banks. What's come as a bit of a surprise is that the Fed wants the rules to apply to small banks as well as the biggies, as Marketplace's David Gura reports from Washington.
The Fed's rule would require banks to hold more cash relative to their total assets. That'd be a cushion of capital. Simon Johnson is an economist at MIT.
So the idea is to have bigger buffers against losses and to make it harder for important financial institutions to fail, bringing down the world's financial system.
Banks say holding cash as a buffer would make it harder for them to lend, but supporters of this new rule argue the money would come from other places. Kenneth Rogoff teaches economics at Harvard. He says that if a bank is getting all its money by borrowing, it's more likely to collapse when there's a financial crisis because it'll have trouble paying back its loans.
On the other hand, a lot of its money comes from issuing stock. Well, the shareholders bear the loss, and that's no fun, but it's automatic, and the taxpayer doesn't have to step in.
Over the next 3 months, the Fed will accept comment letters critiquing the proposal. It's likely many of them will be angry ones from lobbyists for the banking industry who say higher capital requirements and raising money through stocks would be too costly. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.